The terminal had mostly emptied, but I spotted a few people helping the wounded out at the other end. Hey! We need some help over here! Hey! One man looked our way, but his wide eyes drifted past us to the fire. He ran off in the opposite direction. Everyone else either didn't hear or was already busy dragging other people out. As I let out a frustrated curse, my eyes lit on an abandoned luggage cart. I ran over and grabbed the cart, unclipping the bungee cords and leaving suitcases in my wake.
What are you doing?
The father squinted at me. I'm going to lever this off of you. I slid the cart under the edge of the metal frame, as if it were a suitcase to be lifted. Lily watched me with wide, tearful eyes. Okay, try to slide out on three. One, two, three. On three, I pushed down on the handle with all my might. It held there for a second, and then the joint at the base of the cart snapped clean off, making me fall in an inelegant sprawl on the ground. Shit! The father grimaced.
We need something stronger. There, what about those poles?
He pointed to the belted queue in front of a rental car desk. The explosion and panicked flight of the patrons had knocked most of them over, making a disorganized jumble.
Let's try it.
I hurried to grab a post, hunching over to stay out of the smoke. The crash had shattered many of the windows and sliding glass doors, providing some ventilation, but I shuddered to think what noxious crap we were all breathing in. And it was getting worse. Lily yelled,
"The fire's getting closer!"
The concrete ceiling and walls might not burn, but the aviation gas, carpet, and furnishings all fed the blaze. I pushed the ruined suitcase cart aside and put the post in its place. Okay, here we go. Again on three. This time, when I pushed down on the makeshift lever, it just jammed there, stuck. Damn it, what is this thing made of? It was heavier than it looked.
It's not going to work,
the father muttered, grim desperation in his voice.
Go, please, get her out of here.
No!
Lily's shriek was heartrending. She clung to her father, babbling. He mumbled something I couldn't hear, nuzzling the top of her head.
It'll work, I insisted, adding a silent prayer.
The idea of carrying away a screaming Lily and leaving her dad to burn to death was almost as terrifying as the approaching flames.
Come on, please!
This time, it moved. Just for a second, just a bit, but it moved. I coughed and tried again, grunting and straining with the effort, and finally the frame lifted a few inches. It wasn't much, but it was enough.
That's it! Go!